Hello, this is the Magic Apothecary here, Mary Elizabeth Macari, and it is September 7th, 2018, and that was Wendy Rule from the Lotus Eaters with her song Hecate, and I'm going to play that whole album today as I go on, because I am very inspired by her music, one and two. She's a fantastic witch and goddess worshiper and a great musician, and I love her voice. So she's here for us. We're going to listen to her music throughout this podcast. So I've been podcasting on and off about different things, and mostly it's about education, and that was what the cause celeb was for me. I also do live events on YouTube, as well as educational events on both Facebook and YouTube. So keep a look for things on my website, themagicapothecary.com. It's the magic apothecary, not the magical apothecary. That's somebody who's trying to steal my stuff, so don't go there. And also, you can just reach me at themagical, themagical apothecary, apothecary.com. At gmail.com. Forgot that part. And you can write me notes that way, and or just check me out on Facebook. And there's a real big group. There's about 4,000 or 5,000 people in that group. Just join up, and we have lots of fun on there. And that's where I post all the information. So here I am podcasting about witch kits. I'm going to talk about witch kits. I was so pissed the entire fucking week over these witch kits that I could barely think about anything else. I became like a political activist for a while, which I generally am not. But I did not like the idea of this thing. What am I talking about, you may say? Well, I'm talking about this company named, what is the name of this thing? Some dumb thing. Where is this? Pinrose. It's a perfume company named Pinrose that does little sweet perfumey things for adolescent girls, it seems. And so they decided at one point to work with Sephora to release something called the Witch Starter Kit. What? The Witch Starter Kit. Let me get that. Say that again a few times. And if you look at it, you see there's a waning and waxing moons on the side, and this beautiful goddess tarot deck that is entirely pastel, a rose quartz, and a sage bundle of white sage, and one, two, three, I think a whole bunch of different of there. Things, perfumes like Cold Gilded Fox and Lil Dipper and Pillow Talk Poet and things like this, which have absolutely nothing to do with witchcraft at all. So in my looking around at this stuff online, I discovered many things. It was quite an education for me in many ways. And also, I just wish, well, I didn't know there was a witch fad. Let's start with that. There's a witch fad. Maybe you guys know that there's a witch fad, but maybe I'm too old or, I don't know, uninformed. But I did not know there was a witch fad. When I became a, quote, witch or Wiccan or pagan and came out as that, I was not only ignored, but actually almost disinherited from my family. I lost friends. I lost my mother, practically. I lost so much clout. And the more I explored my path and the deeper I got into it, the more I did, the more I got known for doing it, the more I took upon myself to be a person who looked like just like a person and was still a pagan and witch. This was back in 1996, 7, 8, actually, until the turn of the century. But I was unaware that there was a witch fad, because it didn't occur to me that Harry Potter and the books would open up this whole idea of a fashion statement. I had seen that a little while ago. I have a person I know who I see who dresses up as a witch. She wears black lipstick and talks about her underwear and wears capes to executive meetings with people to represent herself as a witch, which she's not. She doesn't practice witchcraft in any way. She just dresses like one, and this is like a thing for her and her friends. And I was like, well, that's kind of bad. And I approached her about it, and she sort of snapped back at me, and it just ignored me. And I realized I was up against something really weird. I'm like, wait a minute. This is a religion. You know, I don't go wearing a priest's hat and say I'm like a Catholic priest or a bishop, how sexy it would be if I walked around in a mitre, you know, a bishop's hat. How cool that would be. Oh, look at me. I'm walking around with a golden, you know, chalice. I must be have communion in there. Isn't that cool? Aren't I the best? What the fuck is that? All right, so I guess there's a witch fad. Pardon me for being an idiot. So this is what's come out of this witch fad. Now we have a makeup company going to run this box of stuff. And at the beginning, when I first heard about it, I was mortified. So I went ahead and I put together a whole bunch of stuff. I have it all over Facebook of what it is, all these articles about what it was and how it should be. Some people are actually like, well, why can't it be happening? It should be happening. We should have witchcraft available in a makeup store next to the perfume, or with perfume that has nothing to do with witchcraft or magic or power or anything. Wouldn't it be great if people picked it up and there were more witches in the world? I'm like, what? No, this would not be great. This is not what we want. We don't want people to just think they can pick up a box of crap, by the way, which is going to just cause more junk in the damn, you know, places where we throw garbage in this world, end up in the damn sea, and our plastic bottles with our little sweet perfumes end up in the dumps. This is not what witches do. We don't deal with that. Oh, yeah, my dinner's here, so that's good. My bell is ringing. I'll eat soon because I'm just too angry to eat now. Anyway, so I'm looking at my stuff that I first put up. Witches were mad and angry, starting at the beginning of this, you know, week that is just ending today on Friday. And I saw a lot of people talking about how terrible it was. And if you got on Twitter, you'd see like hundreds of people really going crazy. And there was a petition actually started also, and was discussed that this is a total appropriation. And then that became an argument as well, because what something that was in the box was a bundle of white sage. Here's where I got really nutty. I was accused both on Twitter and on Facebook as being an appropriative person myself because I'm a United States of America witch. I was like, what the frick is that? What is that? I have never used sage in my life. I don't use sage except when in my chicken, when I eat that, which I rarely do because I'm a vegetarian, or in my salad. I don't burn sage. I think the people who burn sage are appropriating a sacred herb that comes from Native American work and sacred ceremony and shouldn't be using it. So, do I have it in my house? No. Do I use it? No. Do I believe it works for me? No. Why? Because I'm not a Native American and it's not made for me. It's not for me to use. I have plenty of things to use as a woman who has both Celtic / Irish ancestry all the way down through Europe, Germany, France, and Italy into Greece and actually the Middle East. That's my heritage and my lineage. So I have plenty of things to choose from. I don't need to take things from other people. The sad thing is, and I think where some of this comes from, is that people don't know that their ancestors, and this is my big, big thing, their ancestors were pagan. Now, perhaps for many centuries, they have been Christian, Muslim, Jewish, something else, Buddhist. But for centuries, specifically in Europe, our ancestors were pagan. They were witches. They used herbs. That's what witches did. They were midwives. That's what witches did. They were healers. And they were people who helped other people both heal mentally, spiritually, physically, and in all ways combined. So that's what they did. That's what they were. And every single culture throughout Europe, every country was separated. It wasn't very easy to get between Rome and Ireland. Okay, so there were separate cultures growing throughout that place, throughout Europe, specifically huge difference between the North and the South. We have Scandinavian and Norse gods and goddesses that were spread through, you know, the eastern part of Europe as well as through the West, some of the West. We have Spanish magic, Italian magic, French magic, English magic, and English gods and goddesses that had absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. Now, if you know your history, it's easy to understand that Romans came up through Europe, and once they decided they were Catholic, Roman Catholicism spread all the way through Europe. Before that, people were pagan. They were druids. They were strega. Stregaria was practiced in Italy. people revered the ancient Persian goddesses in the Middle East. There was a full teeming Greek pantheon, which we still learn about, as well as the Egyptian magical work in Egypt and all through that area, let alone was down in Africa, all the way down to every single minuscule place on this planet. All of Asia, everywhere. So we come to America and we sort of get washed clean, not only of our ancestry, our culture, our food, our beliefs, our religions of origins, and have to meld and mix and become something else. And instead of doing that, what we do is we grab for something that seems authentic. And in this case, it's freaking sage. Sage. Leave it be. I can't. The fact that that's in the kit is worse. It's really kind of worse. Give me some hellbane. I'd love that. I have some friends who are growing some wolfsbane and damiana and all kinds of poison. Which stuff? Give me some aconite. Put that in this damn thing. Let's see how it works for the young little witches. Let's have them spray that around their house. How about some, like, you know, hellbane? Love it. Give me some poison. Give me real stuff. How about some flying ointment? Let's mix that up in a jar. Maybe we can slap Sephora's name on that one and see how that goes for the 15-year-olds that pick this up, or their grandmothers. Ridiculous. Witchcraft. Witch kit. Beginner starter witch kit. Excuse me. I can't explain how angry I was. But the good thing was, it changed. People went a little crazy, myself included. It became like a thing, a little war of witches and pagans standing up for themselves for a change. You know, we've been maligned for a long time, been made fun of for centuries, burned at the stake, tortured, picked on, ignored, made fun of, called woo-woo, and all these other things for a very long time. And now, it seems, this is something that's brought us together. You know, it's always great when adversity makes you stronger. It's always great when, as a group, you have something to fight against. And here it is, we have it. So that's the witch kit. And guess what? They stopped. Penrose wrote a nice little note about it. I'll read it to you. Penrose, these lovely two blonde women from Northern Europe, most likely, who put together the starter witch kit, said, first and foremost, to those who have shared their disappointment and taken offense to this product, we apologize profoundly. This was not our intent. We thank you for communicating with us and expressing your feelings. We hear you. We will not be manufacturing or making this a product available for sale. Our intention for the product was to create something that celebrates wellness, personal ceremony, and intention setting up with a focus on using fragrance as a beauty ritual. What? Okay, I'll stop. Then, she said, they say, responses to frequently asked questions. Artwork used in the kit was purchased by Penrose June 24th, 18, with a license. And also, they have a USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service regarding the white sage. It's not classified as threatened or endangered. The sage that was planned to be used in this kit is sourced from a Green America Gold Certified company. The sage is grown in the wild in California. See, by the way, I'm an herbalist too, so if it's grown in the wild in California, we're already stealing stuff that we shouldn't be taking. It's not made on a farm where it's contained and replenished. If we're stealing from wildlands in California, then we are literally raping the earth and perhaps never letting sage grow again where it's coming from. Anyway, it's sustainably harvested and sold by Native American owned and operated businesses. The product did not reference a ceremonial smudging or ceremony circles. So that's what they say. I say it's a bunch of shit. I say they didn't do anything to research it ahead of time. They were not aware of what they were doing. They didn't care about what they were doing. And Sephora should be ashamed of themselves. I've done makeup in the past. One of my many day jobs was as a makeup artist. And I loved to go to Sephora. I love, like, to touch makeup and try makeup on and play with makeup and sprays and stuff. The last time I was there, because I am of an age, I am not 22. I am a 57 and damned ass proud of it. Well, last time I was there, I was sort of treated funny by a couple of the counter girls. Almost like mom and grandma is not supposed to be getting makeup. So that was one thing. And now with this on top of it, no freaking way will I ever touch their makeup again. Ever. I will never go back to Sephora. I've had people on my I have these lovely group together of many people here on Facebook I'm looking at, and it's by the way called the Magic Apothecary right there on Facebook. There's almost 4,000 other souls that love to talk and hang out, like I said before. And there are many groups attached to it. I have groups for spellcraft and groups for astrology and groups for herbalism. So check it out and come on and join us. I'd love to have you, you know, love to have as many voices and eyes and fingers on keyboards as possible. But however, when I put this stuff up, there was a beautiful girl, a young girl said, you know what? I think I'm going to go buy it because I want the tarot deck. I said, please don't do that. Please don't buy this. Let's research the tarot deck and let's find the tarot deck and buy the tarot deck separately, because you know the person who drew that tarot deck is not getting enough money for what she did or he did. We know this. All right. So again, Wendy Rule in the background. Beautiful, beautiful Lotus Eaters album. If you're ever interested in really authentic, gorgeous, earthy, sexy witch voices, she's one of the ones you want to gravitate towards. All right, so that's the witch kit. The witch kit is dead. Ding dong. The fucking witch kit is dead. Yay. Nice. All right, so that's the 7th of September. We are entering a phase of a new moon coming up on the 9th, and it's going to be a nice beginning for a lot of people. We have a new moon coming up, and it's time to start thinking about magic for growth. Moon sign is Virgo, I'm pretty sure. Let me double check. Moon sign. Anyway, so I'm taking a look quick. I should know, but I didn't memorize it. I'm sorry about that. But let's talk about what that means as far as what is a new moon sign and what does that mean to have new moon magic? What are we talking about? What is that? Well, this is what that is. When the moon is waning, we do work that brings in things. Brings in power, because the moon herself, as she's growing bigger, brings us more power until she's at her fullest state. And that's when we ask for the, we do our ritual and we ask for blessing and opening. And then as the moon is waning, we start to go in the opposite direction and work on things that are getting removed. So this is the time, where if you're doing that kind of work, you want to finish it off and you want to get it done and cleaned away so that you can start to build again at the new moon. And the new moon is on September 9th, it's Sunday, and it's in Virgo. All right, so there's that. And you have then about 2 or so weeks to do those workings. So this is really a good time this week to check in on a Friday, which is a Friday is a day sacred to Venus, by the way. But this is a day that you can work on cleansing your house, cleansing your, you know, today and tomorrow, Saturday is a good day to cleanse away, to clear away, to finish your removal magics and to start anew with the new moon. And Virgo in particular is a sign that rules healing and cleansing and order, and also deals a lot with harvest and bringing in harvest. So it's a good time to get organized if you're looking for a job search, or you're looking for something new, or if you're moving and getting a new home, or if you're in a healing space where you need to take care of your body or begin an exercise program. This is the perfect time to do that. This one, the new moon in Virgo in September. We all feel that though. This is our back to quote school time, and so we start to feel that it's time to like begin again. It's the new year, and it kind of is, because it is also on the Hebrew calendar a new year, and it's because of Virgo new moon that is placed there, and the full moons that follow are the harvest moons coming in through September and October. So we're entering too into the phase of Mabon, which comes to us on September 21st and 22nd, which is our second harvest of the year as far as our Sabbats go, our blessed days go. First Sabbat, where the first harvest was Lugnasa in the Celtics way of saying it, or Litha in a more British way of saying it, and that was back on August 1st, again, Harry Potter's birthday, and that's for a reason. If I were you, I'd look it up. It's pretty cool what she put in that book. And now we have Mabon coming up. This is our second harvest, and this is a big harvest. This is the big harvest of the year, and our Thanksgiving in different parts of the world and in different religions is practiced at this at this time, and ours in America is soon thereafter. We wait till the third harvest here, until we've had our meat harvest, which is, again, the last harvest, which is Samhain or Halloween. And that is why it's a harvest of death or a death holiday, because it's the day that any animal that was left to not survive the winter was slaughtered. So that's what's going on. So we're right in the middle of it. Okay, so I'm in New York, where it's still hot as all hell and awful, but we're getting along to our fall time. So it's time for you also to think about what's in harvest for you. What did you harvest in? What are you bringing in? It's a great month, September. One of my favorites. It's a big change month and a great time for magic. So that's my news of the week, and that's my podcast from the lovely death of the witch kit to whatever else is going on in the world. I wish you all the blessings in the world, and I hope you will join me weekly and hang out with me on my podcast. Look for me on the internet, themagicapothecary.com, or write me a note at themagicalapothecary@gmail.com, or you can just look for me on Facebook and say hi there. All right, many blessings. I hope the goddess and God give you everything you ever desired. Bright blessings.